How to nurture a culture of well-being in the workplace.
According to a new report, building a culture of well-being in the workplace is a top incentive for employees. Click to tweet building a culture of well-being starts with four key strategies, leading from the top, offering benefits, connecting digitally, and maintaining strong communications. Click to tweet a recent report by Groker argues that a culture of well-being is the incentive employees are looking for. However, today's most effective and successful corporate culture is one that fosters well-being and strongly focuses on helping employees lead a healthy lifestyle inside and outside of the office. Culture is what attracts and retains employees. It says, we care, it's what creates a sense of purpose, belonging, and balance, and makes your employees want to bring their whole selves to work, to go above and beyond, and contribute wholeheartedly to your shared success. Groker, the culture connection, workforce well-being and your organizational success culture is not something that just happens. How to actively nurture a culture of well-being. First and foremost, Groker recommends that companies use the method Listen, Link and Live, four proactive strategies to foster a culture of wellness. In the report, Groker lays out four different strategies companies can use to begin building and nurturing a culture of well-being. Cascade well-being from the top. This strategy is about leading by example, starting with executives and managers so that, eventually, employees become ambassadors for well-being and keep the culture infused with the fuel it needs to thrive.